We are back. Talk Radio 930 WTAD. I have a lot of favorite days on the Mary Griffith Show. I know you guys are sick of hearing me say every day is your favorite day. But I do love talking about the city of Quincy, my hometown, the town I love. And usually when I have Mayor Mike Trope on, it's, you know, we kind of take a round about what's going on in the city. What are all the things happening in the water department, the street department, planning, economic development, garbage pickup, whatever. And today, we're going to talk about all those things, I'm sure, but we're doing it under the auspices of the fact that Mayor Mike Trope has been our mayor for 4 years, and he wants another 4 years. So, first of all, congratulations on your first term, and good luck in your effort to be reelected as the mayor of Quincy. I know one of the things that happened recently, you kind of gave the State of the City address, so I don't really have any pre-prepared questions for you, Mr. Mayor. We'll talk about promises made and promises kept. That's your campaign theory. So I guess we'll just hop off. You talk as much as you want, as long as you want, about any topic you want. Why should we vote for you for another 4 years?
Yeah, no, Mary, I appreciate it. And something else that we have in common, this is my hometown as well. And again, growing up in Quincy, I think we both enjoyed all the, you know, experiences that we had. Because Quincy is a great family town, and one of my goals is to keep it that way.
Yeah.
So
you want to talk? Listen, I don't mean I interrupted him 30 seconds into saying I'd let him talk about whatever he talked about, but you do have an interesting story in your background of your family's coming to America. So many immigrants who come to America legally, as your family did, they often can't practice their trade right away. And so you have a, just briefly talk about how your family got here, where you hail from. And it's been interesting to see that adversity kept your down for a while, your ancestors, but not forever.
Right. Yeah. So I'll try to be brief with that, but because it is an amazing story. My mom and dad were both educated in Czechoslovakia at the time, now the Czech Republic. And, my dad was a physician. He actually was the head physician of a woman's baby hospital in Prague. And they would deliver something like 5,000 babies a year, you know, in that hospital. He was told, as Hitler was coming into Czechoslovakia in the 40s, late 40s, that he had to be a communist card member. And he didn't like the sound of that. He said no. He went to court or to a trial because he wasn't cooperating, and he was sentenced to go to Siberia. He didn't like the idea of how that sounded, and he was engaged to my mother. They weren't married yet, and she was a midwife practicing there. They got together, and there were several, you know, probably I think they said 14 or 15 people in a similar situation decided to leave. And so they quietly went around, told their family they're going to leave, thinking they're only going to be gone a couple months and everything will blow over and they can return. They ended up spending 3 years in an outplacement camp in Germany. A lot of that time they had no idea where their next meal would come from. Food, water, whatever. Met a lot of people. Once the other people in the camps found out my dad was a physician, my mom was a midwife or, you know, nurse, anybody that had health issues, you know, went to see them. And again, without having all the tools, it was tough, but they did what they could. After 3 years, he was finally sponsored to come to the U.S. from a physician in Omaha, Nebraska. Back then, you transferred on a ship, which took, you know, almost 2 months to go from Europe to New York. And when he arrived in New York, the physician in Nebraska said, no, we're, you know, it's taking too long, forget it. So my dad knew five languages, but not English.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Okay.
So in the camp or in the line, he was told, you're going to, you know, since you don't have any place to go, you are going to be a coal miner in New York.
Yeah, that's a good, if you're a yeah. doctor,
yeah.
go be a coal miner. That makes perfect sense, yeah.
And so through the languages they knew with the other people in line, they were able to explain, my dad was a physician, my mother, or his fiancée, actually they got married in the German
outplacement
camp. I was
going to say, they probably
camp,
got married in Germany, yeah.
Which is a whole new meaning to, for better or worse. So it can't get much worse, so we might as well get married.
Of course, she couldn't look around for anybody else since she's yeah. in prison. So, you know, in a way, he had it made.
Yeah.
What are your other options?
So in there, they ended up, he got sponsored by, and I can't remember what group of nuns that owned hospitals in Iowa. So they, said, yes, come. Back then, all the lab work in the hospitals, the doctors ordered it in Latin. Well, he knew that, so he could do all the lab work, take whatever the doctors order. The hospital then gave him a room, paid him, some dollars. He would do the lab work during the regular shift. He would then study English at night. My mother worked as a midwife during the day and was a hospital custodian at night. And they did that for 3 years. Then it was, he felt he knew the English language well enough that he could sit for the state medical exam. Illinois happened to be one of the first states that he was eligible. He signed up for it, went to Chicago on the weekend or whatever the day was, got up there, took the test, came back to Iowa, and waited 6 weeks until he got the letter that he's one of the few people that passed the first time he took the test. So,
well, I would hope so with all the experience.
Yeah.
But isn't that amazing? All that training, he had to sit for the test in English, sure. And obviously that would be a barrier. So then, real quickly, how did you get to Quincy?
Well, so after he finds out, he's got his license in Illinois, he's looking through the medical magazines at the time, JAMA, and Quincy Clinic was looking for an OBGYN. So realized that wasn't too far from where he was in Iowa.
Sure.
They applied. They were called in for a interview. So they came to Quincy. They met. But instead of, just like a two-day interview, it turned out to be four or five because they wanted to make sure he would meet all the partners at the clinic. They did that. They said, look, yep, come, go back, get your stuff, come back as soon as you can. They literally ran out of money and gas 3 blocks away from where they were living in Iowa, so they had to work 2 or 3 more weeks to get enough money,
fill up the car,
and to have some cash when they could drive back, return to Quincy and start. My sister, was born later that year here, and I have a twin brother. My brother and I came about 3.5 years later here, so I've been in Quincy from that time, and
wow, that's
just
great.
Just had a tremendous childhood.
And your brother followed your dad's footsteps. He's in the medical career,
no,
right?
No, both my sister and brother ended up with PhDs, John is actually, he's in health related, but he's trying to work, he's worked with Pfizer, GNC, a variety of companies.
So he's a doctor, but not an MD. He's
correct.
A PhD doctor. Okay,
yeah,
I got it now.
He's trying to come up with a pill that will make us live forever, which he hasn't found that yet, but...
My girlfriend used to be the vice president worldwide for Pfizer, and one day I was visiting her and they were late for dinner, and I said, well, I hope you were looking for a cure for the common cold, and she quickly said, no, we don't want to cure the cold. Pfizer doesn't want to cure anything. We just want to be able to treat everything. So she set me straight. They're an honest person.
Yeah.
We actually don't want to find the cures for any diseases, Mary. We want to find pills to treat them. So that's great. Now, you have a son that's also a doctor, or is that...
No, I have 3 boys. My oldest is a LCPC, so he's in counseling at Blessing Health Services.
Okay. Another one that's probably got a PhD after their name, maybe.
No, he doesn't have a PhD. He's got a couple master's degrees.
Okay. And is he Mike Trope Jr.?
Yes.
Yes, okay, because I don't know much about you, obviously. I know a lot about you professionally, but not much about you personally. Okay.
Yeah, so that's, and he goes by Michael. Then my next son is Blaine. He's a financial advisor and does commercial insurance locally. And then my youngest son, Jensen, he's in his third year in big law in Chicago with, I don't know if he wants me to tell you what firm it is, but Jenner & Block is headquartered in Chicago, but they're massive.
Wow.
And all three have found a niche that's perfect for them. So
take that, Hitler. Take that, Hitler.
Yeah. So.
Wow. That is great. I'm glad we took a lot of time on that, but I'm glad you shared that story because, you know, so much of what's happening in Quincy is because of the great people who live here.
Oh, yeah.
So now let's get right down to it.
Yeah. So let's go back to four years ago. So where were we when I got elected 4 years ago? And I think it's important to take take a time to look back. You know, we were coming out of COVID. We had several empty big box stores in our community, and the economy was uncertain because people were restricted as to what they can do for a couple years before that. And what did we do? We worked with GMX my first year. That's the developer that purchased the Kmart property and ended up bringing Target here. It took us about 9 months to come up with a package that, you know, made sense for them and made sense for the taxpayers. And what people don't realize, yes, we gave a $1 million incentive to the developer, but what was different when they were asking, when GMX had asked the city for an incentive, the city planner, the city lawyers provided me a copy of the last city incentive, which was what was used for Prairie Crossing. And that was a 25-year deal. And there was really no strings attached. It was based on the sales volume. You're going to get X percent of the sales tax dollars that you collected back. I said, I'm not interested in doing a 25-year deal. That's just way too long. We ended up with a 10-year deal, but we also had performance measurements. You just don't get the money because you're here. There has to be a certain level of sales coming out of that facility in order for you to get anything. And that's worked well. To date, they still haven't, they received something over $350,000 of the million. It's probably getting closer to $400,000 now. And that's fine. I think over 10 years, they will earn that $1 million. But what did we get in return? Okay. Well, those investors that bought the property invested something like $15 million in the property, making the renovations, you know, beautifying, you know, all of that. That helps us with property taxes because the value of that property went up just because of that. Target, you know, moved in. Target put in something over $3 million because they put in the shelving, the point of sale systems, all their other systems in place. And so that's another investment. And they also hired over 100 people. Now, some people criticize and say, yeah, but those are, you know, part-time minimum wage jobs. Well, no, they aren't. Okay. Their top positions in the Quincy store are six-figure paid positions. They're head of household jobs, okay? What else did we get out of this whole transaction? Well, now that Target's been operating, we get more sales taxes, okay? The sales taxes is what helped us do much more in investment for infrastructure, okay? So our incentive to say, here, you can earn $1 million, immediately gave us a return of almost $20 million. We had over 100 new employees in town. By the way, remember, it was tight. Businesses were struggling. How do I get people to apply? Target had over 1,000 applicants for these 100 jobs. Okay, so it was great for them to come in. They had no problem, you know, hiring those that they needed. So I point that out because we've now have virtually filled those empty big box stores. We've got the 48th and County Market building is, you know, empty. That was not empty when I first got sworn in, but the Neiman Foods that owns that property, we've been working with them. They've got some plans on what they're going to put in there. So I don't believe it's going to be much longer that you're going to see some other activity in that facility as well. What else did Target help us do? They brought more shoppers back to Quincy. And so that has helped even the small retail businesses because, yes, when people come in, maybe they're coming in to buy groceries, they're coming in for the big box stores, but they also stop by at some of our small boutique stores, okay? So, there, again, there's more customers to go to any of our retail or businesses in town. And we're seeing that in the sales tax collections. You know, when you have a new store, there's a group of people that always want to be the first ones to go experience it. So there's usually a spike in the sales, and then it dwindles down to what the new normal will be. Here, once we brought the increase in retail traffic, yes, we had a spike, but it stayed at that level. It hasn't, you know, cut back in half. So our economy locally has improved quite well. And so I am proud because that helped give the city more dollars to do what we needed to do when it comes to infrastructure.
Let me ask you this, because you mentioned this, and I think it's a key point of your platform. When asked to give incentives, because let's face it, there's so much competition, nobody comes for nothing. That's ridiculous. But compare those incentives to, say, what's being done at 54th and Broadway, because there were a group of local business people who came to the city council and said, hey, I've had a restaurant here in Quincy. My family's had a restaurant here in Quincy for, you know, 100 years almost.
Sure.
Why aren't we getting an incentive to stay? Why don't we get something to honor our employees who've been with us for 40 years?
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about, I think you did a good job of explaining how Target, they have to perform in order to get the incentive, and they are. How does that compare to what's happening at 54th and Broadway, which has not yet come to fruition, but you were part of that negotiation?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
So that was another case that there was this vacant land. I think it's, if I recall correctly, it's like 7 acres roughly that's there. And because of how the fill was performed, I know our local, cause I remember talking to Tom Marks about that. I said, Tom, what do you think about this piece? He goes, look, I've got all the land I need over here at Prairie Trails, what I recently bought. You know, it'd be nice to have a retail there. Yes, they deserve an incentive because of what they need to do to make that land usable. What we ended up, based on the public comments, the city's not giving sales tax rebate for that. What they've agreed is to establish that whatever retailer goes on that property, they will actually charge their customers 1 cent more on their sales tax, which would then be collected, and then that group would be able to use those dollars, you know, for taking care of the issues or the investment that they needed to put up front to make it all usable.
So the city itself is not so much giving money, but you're saying that if I shop at a restaurant there, I'm going to pay a penny more per dollar than I would if I shopped at an existing restaurant.
Yeah,
and that's a customer choice.
Correct.
So has the city put in anything? Is the city involved? I know they've got to help, but I mean, is the city on the line for any monetary, or is this guy doing it all by himself and the only thing he's getting out of it is this extra penny?
Yeah, correct. It's just the extra penny. There's no other incentive that we have been talking to or committed to on that project. And it's similar. That what he's doing for the 54th and Broadway location is similar to what we have in a different fund from 30th and Broadway to basically going east through the mall or the Quincy Town Center. Now, it doesn't cover the restaurants or the banks along Broadway in that corridor, but all the retailers from 30th and Broadway into the mall, into Dunham's, there's a 1 cent that goes in that could be used for redevelopment for any of those property owners in that area.
Real quick, we have to take a break. I have to keep my job and pay for some time. But what's the Quincy Town Center? They're in flux. I was recently talking to a lady who just moved back to Quincy, and she said, oh my gosh, it was tragic to walk around inside what she calls the Quincy Mall, now the Quincy Town Center. Still some activity going on there, but Mr. Mayor, that's an area that needs a lot of help. Is there anything the city can do? Have we already done something, or is it again, that's just a consumer choice?
Just stay tuned.
Okay.
There are things. I mean, that is the town center.
I know there's a hospital that's supposed to be going in there, and there's all kinds of things that have been proposed there.
Yeah.
And is this one of the frustrations, frankly, as mayor?
Yeah,
it takes so darn long.
Yeah, things don't happen as fast as any of us like. But there are plans in place being discussed that I think you're going to see modifications to that property that people will say, wow. When it's all reestablished.
Well, let me give you a little political advice. If you were really smart, you would take a page out of Chicago Mayor Daley, old Mayor Daley's page, and you'd say to these developers, you're not getting anything unless you do it before my election day. We're talking with Mayor Mike Trope. He's seeking another 4-year term as the leader of Quincy. It's 9:43. We're going to step aside, see what's happening at the Ursa Farmers Cooperative when we come back. He made promises 4 years ago. He's kept those promises, or so he says. We'll believe him, and we'll talk about more of that. I always joke with Mike Trope. All you have to do is say, target, enough said. But we'll talk about some other things that are happening as well. We are back. Talk Radio 930 WTAD. The mayor of Quincy, Mike Trope, is running for re-election. The election is next Tuesday. Of course, you could vote today if you wanted to at the courthouse with open voting. We've talked a lot about the economy. We can continue on that trend, or what else would you like to mention today? Because basically, this is your campaign. We're not just talking about things that are happening in Quincy. We're talking about why Mike Trope should get another 4 years.
Well, you know, the other side is with the promises made, promises kept. I said public safety was critical. We've been working with the fire and police commissioners and with the council to get the budgets, you know, all set up. Both departments, the fire department and the police departments, are fully staffed. After COVID, the academies opened up. Both police officers as well as firefighters, you just can't hire somebody off the street. When they're hired, they then have to go through a rather lengthy academy. Well, during COVID, those academies were closed down. So it didn't make it, there was no need to hire somebody because they couldn't go to an academy. Once the academies opened up, that's when we were able to start hiring again qualified people for both fire and the police force. And they go to the academies, they come back, they're now serving in those departments. So we're fully funded that. We also have invested more money. You know, we purchased 2 new fire trucks, you know, which is $1 million investment. Those will be frontline service vehicles for at least 20, if not 25 years. The police department, they get new vehicles on an annual basis. It's easier on the budget.
It's rotating. They don't get every new vehicle,
correct.
But it's
rotating.
Correct.
They get 3 or 4 a year. And they just
and I remember years when they didn't do that, when they said, we don't have money, we're putting it off. Well,
yeah.
You can only put it off for so long before you have no fleet. Catch up is hard.
Yeah. And so then the other thing that the chief suggested went to the council with was these flock cameras or the license plate readers. And there was a lot of discussion about that, if that was the right thing, or is that Big Brother, you know, really looking at us, et cetera. We worked through that. We, you know, signed.
Well, the answer is yes. But if you're not doing anything wrong, I guess it's kind of like the old thing. Why do you care if I search your vehicle if you don't have anything to hide? Well, we do have some constitutional rights.
Yep.
But by and large, those flock cameras have caught a lot of criminals.
Oh, it's been phenomenal. And so it's a great tool. Again, it's giving law enforcement an additional tool that has helped keep our community safe. So I think those are all good, and we're continuing in the budget we're proposing here, you know, in the next month. We expect fully staffed departments there as well. The infrastructure was another area that we wanted to do. Well, when the sales tax dollars are coming in, we're able to have more dollars. Also, ARPA money and COVID money that came in.
But that's all gone now, right? Or
well,
it will be.
It is, but we didn't just say, oh, gee, we won the lottery. Let's go do something else. What we did is focus on what is on our must-have list, not want-to-have. And infrastructure is a major improvement. So previous to my administration, the city's average spending on streets, curbs, and sidewalks has been $3.4 million a year. All 4 years that I've been serving as mayor, we raised that to $12.7 million per year. That's over 300% increase. Now, we're far from done, right? I mean, we have so many more roads that still need improvements, and we're working on them. I know, you know, the potholes. We bought, in my first year as mayor, we bought a specialized vehicle to what we call the pothole repair truck, which that's all the equipment's on that to repair the potholes. And people will admit that using that repairs the pothole, which is a longer lasting solution than the old way where we just threw a shovel full of asphalt and then had the truck back up over it. We saw mounds over mounds, and it didn't take long to figure out that wasn't a long-term solution. So we still have a lot of potholes. None of us like it. We're working it. The pothole repair truck is out.
Well, I want to say something kind of in your defense, although you're not asking for my help. Not every street with a pothole is a city street.
Correct.
So sometimes people are so, like this lady that came to the city council, just madder than a wet hen, that 4th Street had a pothole in it that you could, you know, drive a semi into practically. And
yep.
She was so furious with the city council. And politely, she had to be told, we agree, it's a horrible pothole. Call the Illinois Department of Transportation. It's their pothole, not mine.
Right.
So not every pothole you drive
Broadway.
Over. Or Broadway, right. So not every pothole you drive over is a city pothole. And if you really want to complain, you know, call your alderman. And if it's not a city pothole, then take initiative and call IDOT. They've got a department right here in Quincy.
Sure.
Tell them to get rid of the pothole.
Yeah.
So there you go.
So we're working on those things. And there's a lot of coordination, just like with our economic development. We've got a variety of partners from Greta, state, services. We have the chamber. We have the district, depending on, you know, what the entity is that we're trying to bring. We've got our partners that work with us to help pull either the packages or the discussions together to try to improve our community. We've also have two new industries that have made a commitment to Quincy. A couple years ago, we have Trimark, which is a major supplier to Knapheide for their door handles and hinges, and they've established an operation in Quincy so they can provide product virtually across the street
it
from
is.
The main
and
plant.
It's a beautiful facility, and I want to say as a neighbor, they keep the grounds very lovely.
Yep.
You know, they really do.
And then the most recent is United Alloy, and they came in, had a test group, hired a few people, see how it works, does the quality of the skills here with the people they're able to hire match what they need. The answer was, you know, phenomenally yes. And so they went out and bought acreage off of Ellington Road, and we're just finalizing their plans for a $40 million investment to build a new manufacturing facility on the north side of town. And once that's up and, you know, ready to fill it with employees, et cetera. They're looking at hiring like 150 new people.
Explain to folks how that works. They're not in the city of Quincy. Will they be in the city of Quincy, or will they always be outside the city limits?
The one thing that we did was to build that in so they could have the enterprise fund, so they get some, because they're making such a significant investment, that will defer property taxes for a 10-year time period.
But are they in the city?
They're very close, and I'm sure that it won't be long before, yes, they will be in
the
city.
But they'll have to request it.
No.
No, you're going to get
it. We will for the investment that we're putting out.
Okay.
And by
because our water, our fire trucks,
water,
eventually
sewer,
will have to go out there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, I just wanted to make sure. I think a lot of people get really irritated, and this is for another day, not your campaign,
well,
but
we have
get
the
irritated
mile and a half.
At the mile and a half.
Yeah.
Because they're like, I don't get to vote for you, but you get to control what I do. But
right.
Eventually, that all kind of gets taken in. Well, we're going to run out of time, and I don't want that to happen. So let me take our last break. And then when we come back, this has been great. I think we've learned a lot more about Mike Trope and helped you make a decision what you're going to vote for mayor. And we'll let him make his pitch for why you should go down and take your time to make that vote. We'll be right back. Never enough time when the mayor of Quincy stops by to talk. And today Mike Trope is my guest and he's asking for your vote. So here in the final 3 minutes, Mr. Mayor, don't go over. Why should we vote for Mike Trope to retain your services?
Well, again, I'm not a politician. I'm a business person. I have attempted to bring business skills to the city and how we operate. And I report to the taxpayers, okay? I'm not reporting to different people that have funded my campaign 4 years ago or today or some other outside influence. In a way, what you see is what you get. And I think I have the experience over the last 4 years for what we've been able to bring to Quincy and the improvements we've been able to make from an economic development side, from the street infrastructure improvements, the first significant infrastructure to our water treatment plant since 1957. Recycling, that was another controversial issue. I didn't want to spend almost $1 million to buy 3 new recycling trucks.
And boy, I was against you all the way.
Yeah.
But it's working out fine.
And it works, right?
So darn it, Mike, you were right and I was wrong.
We more than doubled the amount of material being recycled, which gives us more life out of our landfill that we take the garbage to. So we're trying to approach things the way that most of us would manage our households or businesses. And tourism. We helped give more money to tourism. This last week, we had over $1 million from out-of-town people spend their money in hotels, restaurants, etc., because of the billiard convention. And we've got more of those coming up still this summer. So I want to continue building on the momentum. I want to continue attracting more businesses, industries, commercial businesses, expansions. Here in town, we have more jobs available than we have people. Housing's another big thing that we need to focus on. Hotels is another area. We have conversations going with that, but to see me help bring that home, I need voters to get out either today, even tomorrow or Saturday, 8:30 in the morning till noon on Saturday or Monday, or go to your polling booth on Tuesday, April 1st, and pull a ballot, vote for Mike Trope to reelect me as mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.